of our Lord. We have read Luke's account as we read Matthew's account last week, and we find no substantial difference between the two accounts, except that the order of the three temptations is slightly disturbed. Whether this is to assure us that each of the three temptations which our Lord suffered in the wilderness at the hands of Satan were of equal significance, and that there is no special importance to be attached to the order in which they came, it might be a matter for our consideration. For myself, I think that we can scarcely lay any particular weight upon any order in which the temptations came. Though in the three accounts that we have of the temptation, Matthew, Mark and Luke, each account does begin with the same one: command these stones. I want to say just a word or two this evening on the personality of the evil one. That Satan is a real person. He's not just an influence, just a disposition, an inclination of our own hearts towards evil at times, but that there is a positive, devilish, and personal power of darkness behind all human history, and behind all the trials and afflictions of the people of God, and behind all our temptations, there can be no shadow of doubt. It's a curious point as to whether you and I have ever been considered as important enough to have a personal contact or conflict with the evil one himself. In the Bible, Satan appears on certain strategic occasions, as for instance, our first parents in the garden. Again, we find Satan appearing in the temptation of our Lord. Are inclined at times to think that Satan reserves himself for supreme and strategic moments in our history. Although he is a being of great power, nevertheless, he is not endowed with any divine attribute. Therefore, he cannot be everywhere at the same time. Only God can be that. He has not the attributes of omnipresence, or the attributes of omniscience or omnipotence. And as he cannot be everywhere present, he cannot know all things. He does not have all power. But what he does have is most formidable, and could be most terrifying if we did not know the answer. And that is, he has at his disposal an incredible number of demons like himself, all concerned in this one great endeavor to destroy the image of God in man. Thank you. exist. This I cannot tell, but that we are constantly being menaced by his power at every hour of day or night, in all circumstances of our lives, there can be no shadow of doubt. There are many things which take place in this world which can only be explained by the power of Satan. But we are tempted. There is no doubt about this. That Satan, or the demonic powers with which he is so formidably allied, have a great deal to do with the stirring up of unholy passion and desire. The presentation to our minds of evil and fascinating and delusive things. The whispering in our ears, in our consciousness, of that which is delusive and leads us away from God or into the depths of sin. There can be no doubt, nor can there be any doubt, that Satan and the demonic powers of which he is the head find a very great ally in you and in me. There is a foe, a fundamental foe in your soul and mind, who gives him access to us. Psalm tells us that it is the Lord who sends his wind, so that the waves reach up to heaven, and they cry unto the Lord in their distresses, and he saves them out of all their fears.